Nikki and Tamilo when you wake up. 97.3. Coast FM.
Now, this weekend I see Sculptures by the Sea in Cottesloe kicks off.
Yes.
And you will be asked to fork out for the privilege this year. It's voluntary.
$5, isn't it?
Yeah, $5 for singles, $10 for families to help the event go ahead. I reckon.
It's pretty sad.
Well, I mean, apparently the government's backed it. Local government's backed it. I don't know to what tune dollar-wise, but obviously not enough for all the costs involved.
Well, I heard it was cut and there's all the big sponsors pulling out, so there's been a lot of issues.
Economic times aren't, rosy, so probably not entirely surprising, I guess. But be sad to lose it. 15-odd years, more than 15 years it's been going.
It's pretty iconic.
Yeah. So, look, $5 isn't much and $10.
No, and considering all the time these artists have spent on these sculptures.
Exactly.
$5 isn't much, really.
Yeah, and if you get to take one home after you've gone and looked, is that how it works? No. $5 is pretty cheap.
I'll have that big one over there, please.
If you could carry it. No, please don't take it home.
Don't take anything.
I notice billionaire, former New York mayor and presidential hopeful Mike Bloomberg has dropped out of the race for the White House. He spent an average of $5.4 million a day.
A day.
But has quit after not getting enough votes to secure the Democratic nomination.
What a waste of money.
Yeah, so Joe Biden didn't spend anywhere near that, and it looks like he will be the one who will be up against the sitting president when the US decides. So there
What's
you go.
Bernie Sanders doing?
Don't know. I think he dropped out fairly early.
Did he?
I think so. I'm not sure.
I haven't really been following.
Not sure, but his name wasn't in the mix.
Can go up against Trump.
Well,
I'm
happy. But hang on, didn't Biden do that? I mean, I'm not really sure, but wasn't Biden the one last time? And anyway, we'll see. Sure, we'll watch. Look, he'll probably get back in. Old Trumpy, chances are. I mean, he made it through an impeachment process, you know.
True.
And I feel like surely we've reached peak toilet paper. I was scrolling through Facebook yesterday.
I've honestly had enough of the words.
I could see enough with the seriously, come on.
There's so many statements. Most of our toilet paper isn't made in China. Don't go and buy it all.
Kleenex.
There's like two brands that are made in China. The rest are all made here.
And a few others are saying, we're not going to run out. Like,
no one's going to run out.
Pictures of inside of the factory saying, we're doing what we can. Except, mind you, I did notice a heap went up in flames in Brisbane overnight. A delivery truck had a mechanical failure, and when they all turned up, it was like, burning
the toilet paper.
Oh,
my God, not the precious toilet paper.
There goes someone's potential superannuation payout, you know.
As the Woolies CEO, I heard, came out and said, look, we're not going to run out, so you can buy it all, as much as you want. We are not going to run out.
Okay. Well, I just, you know.
So everybody just calm down.
Like I said yesterday, as long as when I need some, I can reach over and grab some. Everything.
That's all you need. You don't need a whole spare room full of it.
No.
Or a shed out the back full of toilet paper.
It's not going to appreciate in value.
It's not like shares.
No. And also, March is the month to march into yellow to start a conversation about endometriosis. So basically they're saying, wear some yellow over the course of March to
Are they doing it because Emma Wiggle is yellow and she has endometriosis?
I don't know.
Because that would be...
That
would all fit in well, or it's just a very lucky coincidence.
Could just be, I'm not sure. I feel like March into Yellow has been something that's happened for a few years at least, so I don't know.
Possibly, Yellow Wiggle all fits in.
Tomorrow, by the way, too, you're encouraged to get your workplace involved in a Yellow Mufti Day.
Yellow Mufti?
That's right. Now,
what on earth is a Mufti?
Well, that's a yellow... Well, Mufti is what they... I think it's what they call it in the armed forces. That's a free dress day, civvies day, basically.
Okay.
So yellow-themed free dress tomorrow. Nothing to do with an Islamic jurist, which is the other meaning of Mufti.
Okay.
But if you do want some
Mufti
of the...
Mufti sounds like a nickname for a dog or something, don't you think?
I thought it sounded...
a little Mufti.
I also thought it sounded a bit like a muumuu, like a specific dress. Do you like my Mufti? It's like a... It's a phrase.
Do you like what I've done with my Mufti?
I never thought I'd utter that phrase, but there you go.
So have you ever discovered you've been completely wasting your time?
Oh, yeah, every day.
Okay, well...
When I get off air with you.
Then you will sympathise with an American lady, I think it's Celie Wilkes, who spent years nurturing, watering and generally caring for a potted succulent on her kitchen window before finally discovering when she went to repot it that it was a fake.
How does that even happen? Did someone give it to her?
I think so. I'm guessing so. Surely she knew if she bought it from IKEA. This is not a real one.
And it's not growing at all.
She says it feels like the last 2 years were a lie.
Oh, poor thing.
I guess that
Bless
makes
her.
She understands what it's like to be Donald Trump's doctor. Have you heard about him?
No.
He's running for the Senate now, so he's had to quit his job as the physician, right? But he told the New York Times one of his biggest regrets about leaving was not being able to follow through with his weight loss regime for the president. He said, the exercise stuff never really took off as much as I wanted it to, but we worked on his diet. He said, we made ice cream less accessible, and we were putting cauliflower into his mashed potatoes. Sneaking it in
like a child.
You can see how he's up against it with the president, though. I mean, president was more kind of pro junk food.
I know. Doesn't he order, is it KFC or McDonald's that he
all
gets?
All of it. Bulk? On the plane. All the time.
Yeah. How is he alive?
I don't know. Someone injecting him
with vitamins? Like, how is he surviving?
Something. And this is a man who considered spending time on the golf course as exercise, which is fair as long as you're not using a golf cart.
Yeah.
And
which,
I imagine
he would be.
He's a golf cart kind of guy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
How is he not bigger?
It's all,
you know what I mean? Well, do they like strap it down when, before they put his outfits on or something? Like, you know what I mean?
How, like a girdle, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Is he wearing a waist trainer? Is that what I'm saying?
I seriously hope that's what you mean anyway. Now, if you didn't know, Frio ice cream maker Harry Hills was the last one voted out. On Survivor All-Star. This happened on Australian Survivor last night, obviously.
You were on last season and you lost, was it 13 kilos?
Yeah, it was actually more than that.
Wow.
I think the official record was 13, but I'm pretty sure it was 15, which was a lot.
Yeah.
And then to try and like put that back on in about 6 weeks and then give it another crack was, it's not ideal for the body, I'll say that.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's insane. So you lost all that weight, you had 6 weeks off, and then what, you were back in, what, was it about a month you were in just now?
Yeah, so, yeah, another 30-something days. So,
goodness.
All up is, like, 81 days of Survivor and six-week break in between. So, pretty tough on the body, I have to say.
Did you smash the ice cream when you came out?
Yeah, I absolutely did. Both times, just, like, hammering, like, having a nice cold beer, having a bit of ice cream.
I
that's
bet.
All
good
one.
Do you have, like, family or dogs or anything that kind of, you know, obviously missed you for that period?
Yeah.
What happened to the rest of your life?
Oh, you just have to put it on hold. I think it's one of those untold stories that partners especially do it rough. So my girlfriend during the first season and fiance during the second had to
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
In that 6 weeks, did you propose?
I did, yeah.
Wow, you were busy.
We actually had an early anniversary and I had the ring in my pocket for this whole night. We went to this dinner and I had everything planned and the weather was horrible.
So
we end up going home and building this blanket fort in front of the TV.
And
we're in our pajamas and everything just felt right at the time. So I popped the question there instead.
Nicely
That's
done.
Beautiful. Well done.
It's a very nerve-wracking moment. So nicely done.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast
Feed. And pushing the entertainment envelope, it's Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Harry Styles has opened up about being robbed at knife point in London on Valentine's Day. This is what he had to say.
And then he was like, what have you got on you? And they all kind of gathered around me. This was a little, something I've been a little bit p***ed off about, is because I've filed a police report, so then obviously it goes in the press and everything. And they wrote that there was only one guy, so I'd like to clarify there was more than one guy. It was a bunch of guys.
Right.
It was 87 guys. The lights changed, and there was like two cars coming. Well, I ran into the road, and I tried to stop a car. And obviously, madman runs into the road, tries to get in your car. You're not going to let him in. So
right.
They don't let me in. So I just kind of sprinted. But usually when I'm out walking, I'm wearing like running stuff.
Right.
And this was the one night I'm wearing like corduroy flares and shoes.
Great.
And I was like, I'm going to have to sprint all the way down this hill.
Of course
that
he was.
It's pretty full on though, isn't it?
It does sound pretty serious.
Pretty scary. He went on in the interview to talk about how he feels about Taylor Swift writing songs about him.
No. It doesn't upset me.
I'd be honored.
I think about what it means to me to write a song about somebody else and for someone else to do that. I think it's like a, you know, it's like flattering. Even if the song isn't that flattering, you've still spent time on it. And ultimately, using Taylor as an example, she's a great songwriter.
Mm. And so she wrote Style about him. I thought that was quite flattering, really. She didn't say anything that bad about him.
Unless there's something.
We never go out of style.
Yeah. Unless I've missed something in
Anyway.
I can listen to it again now.
Yeah. Katy Perry has a brand new song out today called Never Worn White. Apparently it's all about upcoming wedding. She's teased it with this little tiny snippet. That's it.
Yeah, and there it is again, and it'll keep going.
That's it. Literally, anyway, that's all there is, right?
There's reportedly references in here about her marriage to Russell Brand, because, of course, she's got an upcoming wedding to Orlando Bloom. Uh-huh. But she references her ex-husband.
Yeah.
She says, but I'm scared because I've never worn white, but I want to get it right. Yeah, I really want to try with you. No, I've never worn white. Because she got married in India with Russell, she didn't wear white. So there you go. That's what that all means. Okay. It's very deep.
Right.
And Ben Affleck has spoken in a recent interview about how his birthday gifts for his son didn't get shipped to LA in time for the big day. So his friend and Star Wars star Adam Driver stepped in to save the big day. Of course, he plays Kylo Ren. And when he found out that Affleck's son was a big fan, he signed all this merch and had it ready for him.
My presence didn't get here on time. He said, but I did get a present from somebody who really wanted to make sure you had a gift. And he was like, who? And I said, Kylo Ren. He was like, and I took it, I mean, it was, he opened the presents, I played him the video of Kylo Ren and me. And it was like, you know.
What's better than that?
It was an incredibly moving and powerful moment.
Like, yeah.
Adam made me a hero to my kids.
Oh.
And I will never, ever, how do you repeat that?
He got really teary as well. It's beautiful.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.